Menachem Schneider, Parshas Kisavoy.
Good morning. It's a very special cover to be speaking in front of such a choshev tzibur. Very happy to be asked back again. I understand on Friday we go through the retorah on the parasha, prepared a few things, we'll see how much we can actually get through Be'ezras Hashem. I'm going to mention the psukim, I'm going to quote where they are, so you have the marimokim properly. I'm going to start off with right at the beginning of the parasha, with the parasha's Bikurim, V'lokach HaKohen Atenem Yodecha. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, the Mishnah in Bikurim says, very famously, the Ashirim and the Aniyim used to bring Bikurim. The Ashirim used to bring Bikurim in the golden baskets, the Aniyim used to bring them in wicker baskets. The Ashirim's baskets got given back by the Kohen. The baskets of the Aniyim, the Kohen took along with the fruit, with the Bikurim. Now I heard a number of pshatim why they did that, and I want to go through a few of them. One of them is very famous. Mention that one first. That the Ashirim, which came with the golden baskets, l'chayra, they were very proud of themselves. They were being misspoiled with the fact they were bringing golden baskets. And the Aniyim, on the other hand, they were humble, they were shfelim, they were machmiah themselves, they were coming b'hachnor g'doyla. When they came in, the Kohen said, those are more chaviv, those are more chashav. Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't like the baskets of people who come, begeiros, who come with a lot of pride. Eshti pshat. Second pshat, a little more unknown as far as I know. The Ashirim came to bring Bikurim. They had Kenayin Hora, had Gevaldiga orchards. They had apples, oranges, a whole orchard for every single pri. And when they came there, they came, big basket, full of fruit, full of oranges and apples. Gevaldig, they came with a phenomenal amount of fruit. Mashaykin Dashir Machves had 2, 3, 4 trees in his garden. He came with a few little fruit that he came. And, don't know what's in head of Shab. No, Hashem came with a few little baskets, and the Aniyim came with a few little fruit, and they came into their basket, they came into the Kohen. The Kohen knew that the basket, however much the fruit are on top, probably the bottom is filled up with cellophane and paper shavings, and just on top the fruit is lying, and the Kohen knew that if he would start taking out the fruit to give back the basket, the Aniyim would be embarrassed never. So he decided, so that's why the minigun of the Samigdash was for the Kohen to keep the basket of the Oni and Taka, the Oshir, here take your basket back, let's unpack all your gevaldige fruit that you brought, and that's why they used to bring. That's why the Kohen used to keep the basket of the Aniyim, but the Ashirim used to get the golden, beautiful baskets back. Noch Abshat.
Das Rabbi Bloch Yitzchak Shat.
I'll have to write that down, I didn't know.
No, I saw it in okay. The English, not Oynik Shabbos, the other one.
Let's go over with another Pshat. Noch Abshat. When the Kohen took the basket from the Oni, the wicker basket, he took it away from him. He was trying to be mesamen something. He was trying to give him a bracha. He was trying to give him a bracha that in Mitzvah Shem, next year you come along, you won't need this wicker basket anymore. In Mitzvah Shem, next year when you come, you'll come with a nice golden basket. Masha Enkin the Oisha says, you take your golden basket back, because next year you should be able to come again. I'm giving you a bracha, the Kohen said. The next year, Be'ez Hashem, you should come again with the same golden basket. You should be able to afford to do so again. So it was a bracha for the Oni, you shouldn't eat it again. And a bracha for the Oisha, that year, your basket back, you should be zoicha to come again with the same sal that you came this year. And I heard once from one of my uncles, that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, who lived in Nuremberg in Germany before the Second World War. He used to do something with a similar idea. Every year, Tisha B'Av morning, the Olim used to say kinnas, used to be in shul after shul. Some people have the minhag to go to the Beis HaChaim, to visit the Beis HaChaim. He used to go there as well, and he used to take his kinnas along. And he used to take his kinnis along and he used to bury it in the Vesachayim. So why did he used to bury it? He says, I'm burying it this year because in Mitzvah Shem, next year I will not need it. Again, next year I will not need the basket. Next year I'm not going to need the kinnis again. Brocha, is it tefillah? The same way that the Kohen used to take away the basket from the Oni, that next year he shouldn't need it again. I saw a very interesting Tosfos Yom Tov. This is the last chat. Gevaldig of chat. Very, very nice chat. Tosfos Yom Tov says the following. He brings down B'Shem Sifri. And he says, that the Oni L'Chaira, he made this wicker basket himself. He stood at home, took the ingredients, basically used lulav, took it apart. He sat there, maybe with his wife and his kinderlich, and they sat there, they made the baskets that they needed to bring up to the Beis HaMikdash, painstakingly, hour by hour, and they were thinking it's a shame mitzvah, and the amount of chavivus and ahava that went in for the mitzvah was unbelievable. The Oysha L'Chaira went to the goldsmith. I can't make the gold basket myself. He went to the goldsmith, the Tasach Gel, went to the goldsmith, and he told the goldsmith, please make me a nice golden basket. So Tosfos Yom Tov has a gewaltig difference between the basket of the Oysha and the basket of the Oshir and the basket of the Oni. So the basket of the Oni is full of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, full of Chavivus and Ahava of the Mitzvah. It's a completely different entity. So it's poshut that the Kohen would want to keep the basket of the Oni and not necessarily the one of the Oshir. And he said that also answers a zweite kasha. He said the Chariot would make sense that we should impose on the Oisha, should impose on the Oshir, to bring the same basket of the Oni. We shouldn't have the Oni and the Oshir come with two completely different baskets. It's not appropriate. See, this makes a lot of sense. It wasn't an embarrassment. So the Oni could be very proud with what he was bringing. It was much more mechubed. It was much more choshev. It meant much, much more the basket that the Oni was bringing than the basket that the Oshir was bringing along to the Beis HaMikdash. Had full gevaldig pshatim in Melokach HaKohen Atenem Yodechan. I want to finish off that the Tosfos Yom Tov mentions that the remez in the pasuk to his pshat, to the Sifri's pshat. Says Velokach HaKohen Hatena, the Kohen will take the basket. Which basket will he take? Miyodecha, the one that you made with your hands yourself, the one that you made yourself, the one that has all that Hava Chavivus inside. It says it remembers in the pasuk. I want to move on to Har Grizim and Har Evo. To Har Grizim and Har Evo, to Brochus and the Klolos. Rashi said it was Brochus and Klolos, although the pasuk mentions the Oros only, but we know that the Umas, every Oror, there was a Baruch as well in the same way. And I want to jump to Oro Makere Eyu Basosa. Oro Makere Eyu Basosa, Rashi mentions that there was 11 Arurim, there was 11 Arurim connected 11 Shavatim. 11 Arurim connected 11 Shavatim. Which Shevet is left out? Rashi says Shevet Shimon. Because Moshe Rabbeinu never intended to give Shevet Shimon a bracha in Parshas V'zois HaBracha. So because he never intended to give him a bracha in Parshas V'zois HaBracha, he never got a klala over here in Parshas Kisovai. So Rashi says. It's a bit of a problem with that. Because if we count through the Arurim, we see there's 12, not 11. Poshup Shat is the last Oro. The last Oro Shlo Yochim is Divrei HaTorah Azois. That is separate because it's koilel all the other ones. It's koilel all the other Arurim, it's koilel the whole Torah. That's why it's not specified for specific shevet. It's not a specifically tailored. It's not specifically tailored mama for one of the shvatim. It's a general mama, and therefore it wasn't counted among the other ones. 11 keneged 11 shvatim shevet shimon is left out. So b'shem of Shlomo Levenstein. Shlomo Levenstein is Magdin Shlomo, a great gewaltig sefer that I like a lot. He says a gewaltig pshat. He says, if we look in Parshas V'zois HaBracha, we see that Shevet Shimon does get a mention, but only a very, very vague, only Beremez, Shevet Shimon gets a mention. He says, by the bracha of Shevet Yehuda, it says, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda Vel Amoy Tivyenu, Yodav Rav Loi Ve'ezer Mitzarov Tiyah. Rashi mentions that in Yeshua, the Pasuk says, Meichemu B'nei Yehuda Nachlas B'nei Shimon, that B'nei Shimon got a chelik from B'nei Yehuda. Whatever B'nei Yehuda had, the land, Shevet Shimon got a chelik of that. Whatever Shevet Yehuda got, Shevet Shimon got a chelik from B'nei Yehuda. So whatever brachas B'nei Yehuda got, Shevet Shimon got a chelik from that as well. And Rashi says that as part of Yehuda's brachas, Shevet Shimon also got a bracha, Ba'akifin he got, Shevet Shimon got a bracha, Beremez only. So the Kashi comes back, Rashi, you just mentioned here in Parashat Kisavot. That is 11 kilometers for the 11 Shavuotim, because Shevet Shimon is not mentioned in the Vazoy Sabracha. You Rashi mentioned yourself in Parashat Vazoy Sabracha, that Shevet Shimon got a bracha, Ba'akifin got a bracha, Beremez. What's going on? How can Rashi say here that Shevet Shimon did not get a bracha, and therefore did not get a klolai? And the answer is that the same way that Rashi got that Shevet Shimon got a bracha beremez, they also got a klolot beremez as well. It was mamish exactly the same. How did it work? When Yaakov gave the brachas to, by the Birchus Yaakov, he gave Shimon and Levi a bracha. Chalkim b'Yaakov afitzen b'Yisrael. Rashi mentions there, what does a chalkim b'Yaakov afitzen b'Yisrael mean? They're going to be in Melande Dardike. They're going to go around the world and they're going to teach Klal Yisrael. They're going to go and teach Yiddish Kinderlich Torah. So Shevet Shimon had the bracha, had the tzivui to go around the world to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. So Shevet Shimon had a tzivui which was connected to him to go and disseminate Torah. It's only appropriate that the twelfth klala that we have here in Parshas Kisavoy, which is Ola Shaliyokum Estivri HaTorah Azlois, wasn't just a general klala that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Gav the whole Torah. It was a klala which was specifically tailored for Shevet Shimon. It was only said by Derech Remez that Ola Shaliyokum Estivri HaTorah Azlois, you have a chiyuv to go and be mefitz Torah b'Klal Yisrael, to teach Klal Yisrael, to teach Tinoikis Shabbos Rabban Torah. Ola Shaliyokum Estivri HaTorah Azlois, if you do not do that job, you get Aro. If you do it, Baruch, you get Givaldi Gebrochus. Shevet Shimon is only mentioned, but there are Chemas over there. I want to continue with the same Aro, with the same Baruch. Aro Shalayokim Stivra Terazos. The Chofetz Chaim goes to town on this. Chofetz Chaim says, he wrote a whole sefer to be mechazik choymes hadas, to be mechazik Klal Yisrael in the time after the Haskalah. Klal Yisrael was falling through the cracks, was many, many Yidden who weren't being shomer Torah and mitzvahs, and the Chofetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer to be mechazik Klal Yisrael in the inyonim of being mechazik Klal Yisrael, in the inyonim of going out and helping other Yidden be shown material mitzvahs. And he goes through four separate chiyuvim that Yid has to be mechazik shmiras hamitzvahs among Klal Yisrael. And the fourth one he mentions the Yerushalmi, and he says the Yerushalmi says, and the Yerushalmi is also mentioned by the Ramban, Yerushalmi in Soita, says that every Yid, every Talmud Chacham, every Gadol B'Torah, every person who has the ability to do so, afilu lomad v'shono, and he knows Shas and Poiskim, Yerushalmi says that if he doesn't go and And he goes and, doesn't go out and he's mashpia on Klal Yisrael. And Rebbe Yisrael will have tainus in him. So Chofetz Chaim says that that's not only on the normal person, that's not only on the Talmud Chochem. Every single person has the koich to do so. Every single person that has the ability to go out and be mashpia on other Yidin doesn't do so, Rebbe Yisrael will have tainus in him. If he goes out and his mekayim is divrei haTorah hazois, it doesn't dafka mean to be making divrei haTorah hazois, to go out and himself be making it and himself keep all the mitzvahs. It means to go be making it among Klal Yisrael. And if he doesn't do that, unfortunately, it's a klal. If he does do it, there's a gewaltige bracha. Chofetz Chaim goes on and tries to put it all into perspective. He says, just imagine. What kind of bracha everyone goes when the Godel comes to town, when the Chosh of Eid comes to town, we try and get brachas from him. We try and find brachas, kufas, whatever it is, we try and zich brachas, imagine this bracha. Chofetz Chaim says you have the Oron HaKodesh in the middle. You have six shvatim on one side, six shvatim on the other side. You have the Levim in the middle, and the Levim was saying, Baruch, for every person who was making any of these mitzvahs, and whoever fulfilled them, the whole Shishim Ribuy of Klal Yisrael was standing there and saying Amen. And the Yevam Shleim was masked. All these brachas are unbelievable. And he says, in the Shire, what kind of bracha, what kind of hashpah that Maimed had on all these inyanim that were discussed here. Chofetz Chaim brings an interesting raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi mentions a person who was had this kind of hashpah on Klal Yisrael. Says who Yeshua Amalek when he was a very little child. Chilkiah found the Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, and he found the Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, and he told Yeshio, and Yeshio said, "Beseda, I didn't know about this. Klal Yisrael had forgotten about the Torah." Yeshio told him, "Toshta in the Torah," and he went out. So Chilkiah told Yeshio, "This is what the Torah Yeshio said. This is what we're going to go out and do." And he went and changed the whole of Klal Yisrael until every little child knew Tahara's Behat. What was the pasuk that the Sefer Torah was open to? The pasuk was Orashel Yochum Stivra Torah Azos. Yeshio didn't go out and be mekayim the Torah himself because of what he found in that Sefer Torah. He didn't say, "No, I have to be mekayim the Torah." He didn't go out and say that the tzivu is on me. He was said, "Olai Lahokim, I'm going to be making the Torah, but not that I myself am going to change." He went out and he changed all of Klal Yisrael. He went out and he was mashpia and the whole of Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim the Torah. You can arrive from here. Hashem Yochum is divrei haTorah hazois. It's not a protestant chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv on ourselves personally to be making the Torah. It's a chiyuv on us to be mashpia and for us to see what we can do to be married by Kovet Shamayim. See what we can do to change in Klal Yisrael. Not dafka in ourselves. I was thinking that stand with the words of the pasuk itself, it seems posh that is trapped because it says Oru Ashelu Yokim is Divrei haTorah Zois. It doesn't say Shelu Yikayim. It says Ashelu Yokim. You have to go out and be making the Torah. You have to go out and be making the Torah amongst Achirim, among other people. Chofetz Chaim used to be very passionate about this, very very sharp. His whole life he used to go out and try and be mashpia among other Yidden to see how much Torah he can make them keep. He once went to Riga, many, many stories, went to Riga one for a few months and he got a few hundred shopkeepers to keep Shabbos. It was very famous when a few soldiers came back one year. They used to come and visit him the whole time and he used to make whole big seudas for them when they came back, the soldiers in the army. And one year when they came back and they told him that... One year when they came back and they told him that they had to eat chometz on one Pesach. Soldiers had to eat chometz on Pesach. He went out and wrote a sefer specifically to help out the soldiers, to clarify for them how to keep the Mishnah Torah mitzvahs in the matzah that they are in. I used to go to Shurim. I used to go to Shmuz and Barab Gamliel Rabinovitz in Yerushalayim. And I remember once, he was very passionate about many things. And the one time, I remember, he said that, imagine you're going to the Koisel. Don't even go to the Koisel Amarovi. He says, and they stand there, and they daven for Parnosa, they daven for Gesund, they daven for Nachas, they daven for Ehrliche Kinderlich, they daven for themselves. Stand in the Weizachos. He says, stand there. He says, what are you doing? He's standing in front of the Koisel Amarovi. It's a Srit Beis Mikdashayim. It's a left elbow of the Beis Mikdashayim. He says, in ganz nur Mishidio! Die Weinischlein weint, er hat zerklappt und zerhackt der Haus. Und du stehst dort und du wehst der Haus auf deine eigene Zoche. What are you doing standing in front of the Beis Mikdashayim? In front of the Weinischlein living in a bashed-up house. The Srit Beis Mikdashayim, and all you can think of is davening for your own little things. For your primal. What are you doing? You're just putting it into perspective. So the least you can do is to think about Kavod Shamayim before you actually start off. To at least try and see what you can do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are you doing for his children? It says half his children are not even there. Half his children are not even being shared time amidst us. Many, many, a big part of Klal Yisrael is just not there. So the Lord has to clap to his and the kinder of his and the kinder of his and the kinder of his. What are you doing? The least you can do is to be honor Achim Rachmecho Ad Moshe Shkinos Kedetzion. The least we can do is to daven at least in Ribbono Shel Olam. Ho Hashem Lamelech Al Kol Haaretz, Goyim, the Yidden. The least we can do is to try and at least seem like to have it in mind, to try and make a difference. For Kavod Shamayim, not only for ourselves. There's another very famous Maaser, Chofetz Chaim, that I found. It says, in 1914, the First World War broke out. When the First World War broke out, many, many Yidden were trying to find Chizuk in Emunah and Bitochen. They were trying to be mechazuk themselves in whatever way they possibly could. It was a time of great uncertainty. No one knew what was going to happen. And in 1914, for Yom Yom on Erev Rosh Hashanah, many, many people, many Yidden came to Rabin to spend the Yom Yom with the Chofetz Chaim. They said there was one bacha, and this Yid told over the mice himself, his name was Ramosha Meir Yashar, Rav Agon Ramosha Meir Yashar. And he told over the mice himself, he said he was a bacha in the yeshiva at the time. And on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah morning, a delegation came from a village nearby. And this delegation came over to him, and he was known to be a mashpia, and someone who can speak, someone who can blow shofar. And they went to ask him if he would join them from Radin, if he would come from Radin to their little village nearby, and join them for Yom Neroim, and be the Baal Tefillah, and be the Baal Tekeya, and maybe speak a bit, and generally make a bit of a ruach in the shul, make a bit of a ruach in the Beis Medrash in their little village. And he turned around and says, that's not really what I had in mind. Look how many of you, everyone's come here to for Rosh Hashanah. I said, I'm going to go away. Come on. Can't make me do that. They tried to offer him some money. Didn't really work. He wasn't asking. So what did they do? They went to the Chofetz Chaim. They went to the Chofetz Chaim. They told the Chofetz Chaim, listen here, we don't know what to do. We don't have anyone. We don't have a Rav in our shul. We don't know how we're going to go through Rosh Hashanah the way that things are. And the Chofetz Chaim called Rav Moshe Meir. And he said, listen, what's going on? Why are you not going? So he told him his taina. He told him, look, everyone's coming here to you for Yom in the room. I need a poshet for my chizuk. I should go away. So Chofetz Chaim says, listen. Chofetz Chaim told him, leit nish fazich alayt. It's a lush, it says, we don't live only for ourselves. I know you've got your own things, I know you've got to take care of yourself. You don't live for yourself. You should go and do it. So Bacha said, look, I want you to understand. I was going to go home to my parents, and I gave going home to my parents to stay here with you if you're on the road. So Chofetz Chaim says, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Says you down in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to have a kapora, to have a gutyor. I'm just telling you, I know you've got your own worries to take care of. I know you've got your own tefillah to take care of. But Amal, that's not the only thing that you can think of. I'm not going to tell you what to do. And the Bachur Taka went along. And he was there. Moshe Meir went along. He was there for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Maskon is, is not only referring to our own selves being not making the Torah. Think about Klal Yisrael, Asher LeYokim, be making among other people the Torah. I want to finish off with two gewaltig ideas that I saw further towards the end of the parsha. Further towards the end of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes through with Klal Yisrael and he tells them a bit of a summary of the last 40 years. He goes through lechem lo yachaltem yayim sheichel ish osisem leman teinu ki ani Hashem elokeich. So I saw in Mayim Beis HaShoeva from Shimon Shvab, he asked a question. Shimon Shvab asked the following, he says, listen, the whole parsha till now, we see the Moshe is the one talking to Klal Yisrael. He says, atem v'isem es kol ha-shaos Hashem, v'lunos v'shem lochem leiv l'das, coming in front of again and again, Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to them, he's talking himself. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what's going on? Why is he suddenly changing? Why is he suddenly starting? Why is Ke'ilu Hashem suddenly talking to Klal Yisrael? And he brings down here from Shamshon Rufal Hirsch says the following. If Shamshon Rufal here says, Leman Teidu is referring to that every time by Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Ribbono Shel Olam took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, it says, Ani Hashem. When it says Ani Hashem by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, he was Hashem Elokeichem. He was Ribbono Shel Olam talking to you. He's trying to be Klal Yisrael, Mechazik Klal Yisrael Zemuna. Every time it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Ani Hashem, that Ani Hashem is Elokeichem. It's your Ribbono Shel Olam talking to you. It's not Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm Hashem, Elokeichem, your God. No, it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu saying that every time it says, Ani Hashem, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Elokeichem, it's your Ribbono Shel Olam talking to you. And that's also what it means here. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, the Manteidu, ki ani Hashem. All these in the Manteidu, you should know, ki ani Hashem. Every time it says ani Hashem, it's Yasmin Tam Elokeichem, it's your Hashem, it's Ribbono Shel Olam talking to you. He's trying to be mechazik the emunah, and he goes on further here and he learns something else beautiful, mamashah, in the same day. And he says, and by the parashat Hamon, it says, Vayomer Moshe b'seis Hashem lochem bo'erev bos olechem v'lechem baboy kelisvoya. B'shmoy Hashem is gonna say Hashem heard your complaints, Hashem at the Malinim Olof. And then four psukim later. The pasuk seems to repeat, to be repetitive. It says Shomati es tlunos b'nei Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam suddenly talking. Shomati es tlunos b'nei Yisrael. Dabe aleihem leimoy beinu abayim toich lubosu v'avoy ketispu ulochem. Yedati ki ani Hashem alikeichem. And you will know that ani Hashem alikeichem. Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking. And he's telling Klal Yisrael, Aboy say, I heard your drishes for better food. And I'm giving it to you. Moshe Rabbeinu said it four psukim earlier. Why does Hashem have to come and repeat it again? Why do we need to have it again? And Rav Shimon Shvab says the following. He says that Hashem wasn't trying to tell them the same thing again. Hashem was trying to focus on the last few words of the pasuk. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem. The mon was not only meant to give them food. The mon was also meant, V'yidatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem, to know who bunched them was the one taking out Mitzrayim. To be mechazik their money, to be mechazik their betochen. The Klal Yisrael unfortunately did not have that properly for until the end of the 40 years. Klal Yisrael didn't understand that second prat in the mon properly until the 40 years because they thought that the mon was serving its purpose possibly by feeding Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was hungry, they didn't have food, they would have starved in the midbar, they needed mon in order to survive. That second prat, the last part of that possibly, that and Kiyam Yeshem and Rikechem, they were not some slave on the level they were supposed to until the end of the 40 years. But at the end of the 40 years, they were Kodesh Sichem Va'oig. When they were Kodesh Sichem Va'oig, they had Gevaldige Biza, they had unbelievable spoils from the war. They weren't hungry anymore, they didn't need food anymore, they had everything they needed, they had all the food that they ever needed. And weiter the mon was falling, and the mon continued to fall. And suddenly they realized there's much more to the mon than just feeding Klal Yisrael. There's much more to the mon than just the physical sustenance. They realized, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, it's lechem abirim, that the mon was lechem abirim, lechem was lechem of the malachim, kaviyach, was heiliger food. Because they realized that it wasn't only for the food they were getting, the Rebbeinu was trying to make a point, was trying to give them a message, was trying to show them another nest to be mechazik the emuna and the bitachon. And he said that the end of the parasha fits in very, very well with this idea that suddenly Klal Yisrael had a tremendous flash of inspiration. Wow, we never had this. And so the Gemara also mentions that a person, the Gemara mentions that a person doesn't chapo his Rebbe men sometimes until 40 years later. What's chapo 40 years later? Because Gemara mentions this, that Klal Yisrael only chapo sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu meant until only at the end of the 40 years, although it happened at the beginning. It's also interesting, the Psukim rewrite the end of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha says, ties into Vayetze Sichoy. Also, the Imam should those two psukim, Vanakim, Vanikachas Atom, Venosla, and Nachla, and we gave you the Eretz Sichoy, and Nachla, so you had enough food, Be'etzem, and because you had enough food, you suddenly thought that the mon was actually given for a different purpose as well. And if we look at the psukim at the end of the parasha, we see that it makes a lot of sense, it fits in beautifully to say that the Klal Yisrael suddenly chat. That the mon was given for a different reason and not only for physical sustenance. Gevaldik. And the Manteli Kiyani Hashem Alekechem was the point that Moshe Rabbeinu was making, that suddenly you had a new insight in the mon. But the Maisa, and this is what I want to finish off with, there's one, we know that Nisim are not enough in order to be Mamin, in order to have real Emunah and Bitach, and Nisim are not enough. And there's a Rashi tack on the same Pasuk, on the next Pasuk, Hashem. And Hashem gave you Lev Lodas v'Nayim Liris v'Nayim Lishmoya at Hayom Hazeh. You only got your Lev Lodas v'Nayim Liris and those Nayim Lishmoya today. And Rashi there says Shemati Shoisay Hayoy. That day, what was the Rashi explains? What was the Hayom Hazeh? What was the Hayom Hazeh? The Moshe was referring to that you suddenly got your Lev Lodas v'Nayim Liris and your Nayim Lishmoya. Which what was the Hayom Hazeh? Rashi says, and he says that. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu says he gave a sefer Torah to Bnei Levi. Says in Parshas Vayelech, Ve'itna el akoinim Bnei Levi, and call of Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we also stood by Sinai. We also were mekabel the Torah. Why only Bnei Levi? Why only are they zoicha to the Torah? And Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that now I have a tremendous simcha. Why am I phenomenal? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have such an amazing simcha then when Klal Yisrael had tainus on him for only giving this special sefer Torah to Shevet Levi? Because Klal Yisrael was worried that eventually Shevet Levi were going to say, no, only we got the Torah and you, the rest of Klal Yisrael, never did. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so besimcha? And Rashi says, Hayom Hazeh Niyeh Salom, Hayom Hazeh Hivanti Shatim Dvikim V'chafetzim Amokim. Now, Rashi says, now Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I understand why Well, that you are really chofetz, you really have a bale and want to really have a bale b'tochen, what is pshat in that? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly have an extra insight on why Klal Yisrael wanted to be dogged by Hashem? And I saw another gewaltige Wort from the Chiddush HaRim b'shem b'simcha bonim of pshischa. B'simcha bonim of pshischa. B'simcha bonim of gesucht. That if he would know that he could be mechazik Klal Yisrael Zamuna through doing nisim, if he would know that he could be mechazik Klal Yisrael Zamuna through moifsin, he would said he would be oikha all the eitzim from Danzig, which was a city in Germany, oikha all the eitzim, and put them down in pshischa again. Wow, what a mess. But I know it doesn't work. That's why I'm not going to do it. How do I know it doesn't work? So you know it doesn't work because Atim Re'isim as Kol Asher Osa Hashem came Hashem and they neichem Eretz Mitzrayim Faro Yilchol Avodah Yilchol Artsoy. All the nisim that Hashem did, Hamasos Hagdolos Asher Roe Nacho Osos VaAmosim Hagdolim Ohem. I saw, you saw all the nisim Klal Yisrael unfold. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'Nosan Hashem Lochem Leiv Lodas V'Naim Nirois V'Oznaim Yishmoya Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. Until this Yom Hazeh, when Klal Yisrael said, we want to have that Sefer Torah which you're giving to Shevet Levi, that's for Torah. Until Klal Yisrael wanted that, Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Nisim would not have done it. The Nisim would not have been enough. The Nisim are not enough to be Mashmash Shemona. We need the Torah. We need to work on ourselves. It does not come by itself. Mitzvah Shem, Yishol Bizeichet, Ksiv Vechassim Chayva. And I get given to Sachemuna and Bitochen to be Mashpia on Klal Yisrael. And she Male Hashem, call me Shalis Livain, the Tavi Mitz Hashem, the Mal of the Sikh is Bikorin. She is Eichet to you. And I get given to you.